Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. We look now to the readings for this Sunday, the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The first reading is taken from the book of the prophet Amos, chapter 7, verses 12 to 15. Amaziah, priest of Bethel, said to Amos, "Off with you, visionary! Flee to the land of Judah. There earn your bread by prophesying, but never again prophesy in Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary and a royal temple." Woo, that's quite a statement, isn't it? And Amos answered Amaziah, "I was no prophet, nor have I belonged to a company of prophets. I was a shepherd and a dresser of sycamores. The Lord took me from following the flock and said to me, 'Go, prophesy to my people Israel.'" Brothers and sisters, here's a man who was a laborer, but who did what the Lord asked him to do. He was willing to make that kind of a change and to do what the Lord asked him to do. But what he prophesied was not what the king wanted to hear and not what the royalty wanted to hear. And so they wanted him to get out of town, to get away. And he said, "I did this because God asked me to do this, not because it was my idea." So keep that in mind. Psalm 85 tells us, "Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation." Let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. How much we need that. How much we need the kindness of God. We're so deaf, dumb, and blind sometimes, aren't we? And we can't see the forest for the trees. Sometimes we can't even count the 10 toes on our feet because we're so muddled or we're so confused or we've got so many priorities in mind and we end up making decisions based on convenience, not based on truth. Brothers and sisters, the Lord needs you as his disciple. He wants you as his disciple. He wants you to carry out exactly what your state in life asks you to do. But in the midst of that, he wants to use you as his son or his daughter. Use you not in a utilitarian way, but share his spirit with you that you might reach out, that you might extend the kingdom of God. You don't have to have all kinds of talents and gifts and abilities. You have to have a willing heart and a great love for God. And God will put you to work. Psalm 85 tells us, "Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. I will hear what God proclaims, the Lord, for he proclaims peace. Near indeed is his salvation to those who fear him, glory dwelling in our land. Kindness and truth shall meet, justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth and justice shall look down from heaven." But he needs his disciples to foster that, to carry the truth of that message. That's you and me. "The Lord himself will give his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him and prepare the way of his steps." Let us follow the Lord. He will never lead us astray. Never. Second reading is from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, to be holy and without blemish before him. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself, through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the beloved." He destined us for adoption as his sons and daughters. "In him we have redemption by his blood, the forgiveness of transgressions in accord with the riches of his grace that he lavished upon us In all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, in accord with his favor that he set forth in him as a plan for the fullness of time, to sum up all things in Christ, in heaven and on earth. All things summed up in Christ. In him we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things, according to the intention of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory, we who first hoped in Christ. In him you also, who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment. That's all it is, and it's huge. The first installment of our inheritance toward redemption as God's possession to the praise of his glory. The Holy Spirit dwells within me. He who is the love of the Father for the Son and the Son for the Father, that love dwells within me. He comes with wisdom and understanding and counsel and fortitude, knowledge, piety, fear of the Lord, all the things that lead us into union with God and enable us to help others. We have that Spirit dwelling within us, brothers and sisters. And he said, we were sealed with that Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of our inheritance. Do you know what you've been given? Do you know that you're a tabernacle of the Most High? Do you know that the Holy Spirit dwells within you? If you don't, it may be because there's too much sin choking up your life. Repent of that. I know it's not easy to break a pattern of sin. I know that. But get on the track and ask God to help you. And as that sin begins to weaken in your life, the loving mercy of God will begin to shine forth more in you and then through you to others. We're not puppets of God. We have free will. But if we say yes to his plan, he will use us mightily. Don't minimize what you've been given. Read the catechism. I've said this before and I say it again. Read the catechism about the gifts you have, because most of them have never been unwrapped. We look at the wrapping paper, we look at the bows, but we never open the gift to see what it really is. And the gospel today is the gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 7 to 13. Jesus summoned the 12, and he began to send them out two by two. He gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. He did make one exception. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He gave them only what was absolutely necessary. That's what he called them to have with them. For the rest, rely on God and the goodness of others. That's not easy. That takes faith. That's what Jesus asked of his first disciples. He said to them, wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there. Shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them. Receiving strangers, receiving guests was so important in a world where we were more and very much more than today dependent on others. Today we want to be independent of everybody. The problem is we end up wanting to be independent from God too. Hospitality was very, very important in the early life of the church. Very important. You cared for one another, provided for one another. Do we do that? Could we do that? I remember my father telling me one time, and very early on in the Second World War, he ran a grocery store, and there was they didn't have much. They weren't able to get supplies in during this time, and everybody was economically challenged. And this man came in, and my father was on the phone, and he said, I'll be with you in a moment. And he saw this man reach out for a pound of lard so he would have something. And he was stealing it. And my father got off the phone, and he went over to the man, and he put his hand on his wrist. And he said, tell me what you need, and I will give it to you. The man started to weep, and my father gave him what he needed. I think that's what we're all supposed to be doing. Now, it needs to be not just some guy who wants to steal for the sake of stealing, but when people are in real need, we want to be in a position where our first thought is how to help, how to make it better. He said to them, whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there. Shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them. So they went off, and look what they preached first. They preached repentance, because you've got to get sin out of the way in order to receive the word of God, the truth of God, the presence of God. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. Do we do that? Do we have confidence in God that we are his disciples, his children, his sons, his daughters, that he wants to use us to bring good to others? But we've got to listen to him carefully, because we could put ourselves out on a limb and say, God will do this for you, and God doesn't do that for you, because you're not really hearing the Lord. You have a great idea, but there's, as I've often said, a world of difference between the good idea and the God idea. So where we need to be is in a position of repentance for our own sin, in a position of asking God to give us greater hearts, to give us greater generosity, to give to those who are poorer than we are, to meet their needs, to help them. That's the spirit and the attitude. And God draws very near when he sees our willingness to sacrifice something in order that someone might have something absolutely essential for their lives. Brothers and sisters, here we are in the middle of July. We may be having vacation, we may be relaxing somewhere, and then again, we may be at home, hard at work. But I encourage you, right wherever you are this summer, right now, middle of July, ask the Lord, is there something you want me to do for another? If so, show me, help me, guide me. Then keep your eyes open and your ears attentive. And I am certain that the Lord will use you. It may be the next day, it may be the next week, it may be the next moment. You don't know. But if you have that kind of spirit and that kind of attitude, God will use you. And when you begin to see, when you begin to see someone touched because someone thought of them, you'll want to do more of it. You'll want to bring Jesus Christ into the lives of the poor and the sick and the ignorant. May God use you for his glory. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.